The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. Yes, Friday. The 6th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina. Here, I have this buff dog. I have Buford. I mean, husky, shepherd, cattle dog, part Tyrannosaurus Rex, right? Christina walks into the room. He falls over on his back. Straight on his back, all four legs are in the air, and he contorts himself into the letter S. How does he do that? I don't know. And then he just, and then he wiggles his way on his back over to Christina. You've ruined my dog.
I'm such a dog person. I apologize, and I really love you, but he's such a sweetheart.
He is. Yeah.
He's so cute.
Okay. Anyway. Good morning, everybody.
It is Friday,
and okay. You've given me the national days. Did you not want to say them or
no?
What?
I want them. There's just like so many, and I'm kind of sleepy. I'm not sure if I'll spell them right. All
okay, but your favorite one is
the Chianti Day, of course.
National Chianti Day. Oh, Chianti.
Wine lover.
Yeah, Chianti means friend. It doesn't really, but if you drink enough of it, yeah. Appreciate everybody's your friend. All right. But it's also Lazy Mom's Day. That could be a dog mom, too. Today, going to be about 102, with a low around 72 tonight. And it's going to be the high temperature of the week. Yeah, it went down from yesterday. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high around 96. And Sunday, around 95. But then getting around Tuesday, it's dropping in the low 90s, but Wednesday, a chance of showers with a high near 86. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 86. So things hopefully are starting to cool off here. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, the Kenny family out of Anderson. They've been in the business over 26 years. It's third generation now working in the business. They give great customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans, other payment plans. These are truly community members that do a lot for our community. It's a veteran-owned business, and you're getting a straight deal with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina. And who have we got here?
Shasta.
Shasta. That was a hard name to remember. And Shasta is?
She is a 9-year-old husky.
Yes, she is.
She's very beautiful. Very fluffy.
Yes, she is. She is fluffy.
Very fluffy. Lots of hair. I think you can make a second dog out of the hair that you brush out of her. she's totally a sweetheart. She's kind of more on the independent side. She's very friendly and pretty outgoing in new situations, but her favorite thing is to sniff around, figure out the environment first, before she's ready to make a bunch of new friends.
Okay. Yeah, she came over and, you know, sniffed a hand and just kept going. It wasn't like she said, oh, I need a pet. I need to be fondled and loved on like Buford.
Yeah, she's pretty low-key.
Who'll just hang there with you and give you the paw until you pet him some more.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah. Okay, so she's 9 years old, so does that come under a certain adoption thing?
Yeah, so her adoption fee is fully sponsored.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So she is a quiet. She seems very quiet. She's just laying here.
Yeah, she's just laying on the floor. She's at a really good age because, you know, huskies, they're not always the dog for everybody.
Yeah.
They can be pretty mischievous sometimes, especially in their younger years. So if you've ever thought about getting a husky, I think getting a senior like Shasta would be a really good start because she has a lot of the great husky qualities without a lot of the bad husky habits.
Does she have what color are her eyes?
They're blue.
Blue, okay.
Two very bright blue eyes.
Ooh, yep, that's true. I'm looking at them. Okay, so what else you got going on over there?
Well, of course, we have Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up October 5th. I know we're still accepting items for raffle, so that's a good way to help out if you're not in the position to sponsor a table through us. You can always contact us at 530-241-1653 if you'd like anything from your business to be featured at Bark, Wine, and Brew for auction.
Okay, and the thing is, y'all are sold out, but there's still, I think, like you said, but you can still donate.
Yeah.
And get your name out there everywhere, because there's a lot of people there. There are 300-plus people.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, well, anything else going on?
Nothing too major. We do just have a lot of dogs. As always.
She has to just dropped on her side and is going, Billy, I like it here. This is where Buford lays.
This is kind of just how she is most of the time. She's a silly girl. I like her a lot. She's kind of special, though, because she's definitely one of those dogs where she's not going to, like, form an instant bond with someone from, like, first meeting. She's definitely the kind of girl that needs to be courted a little bit before she hands over her heart to you.
Oh, we all like to meet girls like that that just aren't out there for everybody.
Yeah, she's older. She's wiser.
Been around the block once.
Yeah.
And so she looks like probably she doesn't need to be taken out for runs every day.
No, she definitely likes to get out. But
go for a walk.
She's not
nice like walk.
She's really good on the leash. She's
oh,
not
okay.
a puller.
That's something big. I mean, that's good. Because she weighs probably, what, 50 pounds?
Yeah, about 50, 60.
50 or 60, 30 without the hair.
Exactly.
No. She's a nice, quiet girl. She's a senior girl. She'd go well with another senior person, and she would be able to be in an apartment, I think, in a condo.
I feel like she could. Definitely
she could
at
be.
Her age.
You know,
she is pretty easygoing most of the time.
Yeah, and you can take her out for walks and everything. Okay. Well, Katrina, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
appreciate
me too.
It. So, and then now Buford will get out of the office where he's probably been chewing up my computer and come in here and roll around where Shasta was.
Yep, and so, the cycle continues.
And the cycle continues. Okay, all right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from our break, I believe Patrick Jones is going to join us from the Board of Supervisors.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be a smokin' as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing
your home insurance anymore or leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowner's crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Friday, the 6th of September, 7:16 in the morning. And hey, have you lost your Monday night football? And NBC. I think it's NBC. With DirecTV, call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up. Don't miss any games. You can even, I think it's NBC, so you've also got the big debate coming. So don't miss the game or the debate. Call BNT Satellite today at 530-241-3474. These guys are standing by to help you. 530-241-3474. Locally owned, locally operated. These are good guys. Yeah, Doug Tooley. These are good guys down there at BNT Satellite. Hey, I'm here with Patrick Jones. I've reinforced the windows. I have brought in Buford, the warrior dog, who is probably over there laying on his back again, getting petted by Christina. Good morning, bud.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, sure.
And, this was the first time I saw Buford, so I know. You've been talking about him for a while, but I haven't seen him, so I had kind of an idea of what he would look like, and he was different than what I thought. What
did you think he was going to look like?
I thought he'd be a little smaller.
Oh, no. Yes, you know, after our last dog? Yeah, you saw our last dog. She's like 14 pounds. yeah, 55, 56 pounds of Buford.
But he looks like a smart dog.
He's pretty bright. Scary. And he's figured out that just by wiggling and falling on his back, he gets almost anything he wants from anybody. Oh, okay. And, you know, his stomach is losing hair from being scratched so much from strangers. Anyway, okay. You wanted to come on today to talk about...
Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me on. And we always have interesting things to talk about, whether it's at the county level or beyond. But I did want to bring up, since it was in the news, that Mark Zuckerberg, he had to testify before the Judiciary Committee. And so he had to be fairly honest because he was under oath. And this is the guy, of course, of the CEO of Facebook, and he's probably the wealthiest person in the world right at the moment.
Yeah, well, it goes back and forth between him and Musk. Right. It depends on how many cars or carbon things he sells, Musk sells.
Well, in any case, what he testified again under oath was that he regrets, and I seriously doubt that he regrets, but he said he regretted taking information and not letting it go forward on Facebook with regards to the Biden administration. And he also regretted
the
Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah, the laptop.
Right, and Russian misinformation and other things. And so he suppressed what he wanted. He says he regrets that, but I seriously doubt that. But that is how he testified. But the other interesting thing that he said was that he also regrets dishing out $400 million to election departments across the country, and it was supposed to be in a nonpartisan manner, and he said he regrets that that was not the case.
Okay, so for people that everybody knows, by the way, Hunter Biden just pled guilty to every one of his tax charges, pled guilty. That's 14 years in jail. They could do that, you know. Well, you know, he's paid it back, I guess, or somebody's paid it back for him. I don't know. He'll go to jail for 14 years. But he just pled guilty, caught the prosecutors by surprise, got everybody. And, but his laptop that was covered, it was just covered by the CIA people, the FBI. I mean, it was a horrible time in our policies where the government got that involved with it. But Zuckerberg and Facebook would take down anything. That and COVID.
Right. He said he was pressured by the Biden administration.
Well, and they've got letters on it, but he still acquiesced.
Correct.
But then the other thing with the election commission, $400 million, and as he said, it was supposed to be nonpartisan, go out to everybody. And what was the purpose behind, I mean, if this was, you know, what was the purpose of the $400 million?
Well, it was divvied up, and Shasta County, and we'll get into that a little later, divvied up from a variety of different election departments across the country. He would pick who he would want to get this money to. And it was designed for buying electronic voting machines and equipment and things like that. That's at least what they had said. But the reality was what they were really attempting to do was to influence policies that would get the vote out for a certain demographic. And that's really what they wanted. And, of course, Zuckerberg is very left-leaning. You know, 29 states have barred this kind of money coming into election departments because they knew it would have influence. And that's exactly what was happening. And Zuckerberg, under oath, testified that that is, in fact, what happened, was money was being spent. It was supposed to be spent for certain things, but the reality was it influenced policy decisions to get the vote out for certain groups of people, depending on where that would be. And because he chose certain election departments, you can imagine how that went. So when I was chair, and so that brings us to Shasta County. So when I was chair,
well, how much money was offered to Shasta County?
It was $1.5 million.
That's what I thought. That was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money,
and it was to go for machines, getting people out the boat.
Well, it had a list of things,
but it also had a paper trail in here.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, there was a few emails.
No. I mean, you had to do certain things.
Yeah, though there was many strings attached to what they sent. So. We discussed that when I was chair, and this was February of 2023, when we were awarded $1.5 million, but here are the strings attached. Here's what you could use the money for. And it's obviously election-related materials, equipment, and so forth. I was highly against it. Supervisor Kelstrom was against it. And Cry, I think, was against the strings attached, but he was interested in receiving the $1.5 million. So he made a counterproposal. That we would receive the $1.5 million. And when it came into our escrow account, that it couldn't be taken back and it would be used for the purchase of a building only. And that was voted on. That was a second motion.
And what was the building for?
A new elections building.
Yeah, a new county registrar office.
Right.
Because essentially.
We leased the one that we're at, so we could purchase one. And,
okay.
It was a counterproposal that passed by the majority of the board on a 3-2 vote. And then we would hear back if they would accept our counterproposal. And so a month or so later, I asked our acting CEO, Mary Williams, if we had received word that they had accepted our counterproposal, because I figured they would not with those types of strings. She said they hadn't received anything yet. And so another month or so went by and asked again and got the same answer that we had not received anything yet. So for the remainder of the entire year of 2023, I had no knowledge, nor did the board have any knowledge that any agreement, that counterproposal had come back. And so I just figured that they didn't respond to the counterproposal. Fast forward to 2024, after the unsuccessful recall of Kevin Cry, staff brings forward and says, hey, this is a very timely thing. We need to move forward on the acceptance of this Centers for Tech and Civic Life grant. That's the organization that funnels the money that it came from Zuckerberg. And I said, well, wait a second. They haven't received our counterproposal. And the room got fairly quiet. And I asked, did they approve our counterproposal? And I did not get a response. And so what had ended up happening was we had the counterproposal supported by the majority of the board in February of 2023. Then in the next several weeks, the ROV, which is Kathy Allen, and Joanna Francescott had a string of emails, 174 emails, saying that they're going to rewrite the contract and it doesn't have to go back to the board. Counsel Ross, our legal counsel Ross at the time, said, no, it does need to go back to the board. 10 times Ross said it needs to go back to the board. 10 times at least, Kathy Allen and Joanna Francescott stated that, hey, we're going to rewrite this. It doesn't have to go back to the board, correct? And 10 times the counsel said it does. They rewrote the contract, sent it forward to the Centers for Tech and Civic Life. They approved it the following month in March of 2023. They kept that information to themselves. It's a breach of contract and misuse of county time and probably a host of other illegal activities by rewriting a contract. And clearly they knew what our counterproposal was, and they clearly 174 emails later rewrote that contract. And then to make matters worse, our acting CEO, Mary Williams, basically lied to me and said that, no, that counterproposal has not been accepted, which I guess was true because our counterproposal didn't go before the Centers for Tech and Civic Life because they rewrote it. Those were some of the things that were happening.
So what happened?
So I guess, you know, the interesting thing here is, I guess for...
I thought it couldn't... The contract has to be signed by you, or by not you, but the board,
they,
right?
They bypassed us, and they just sent that contract forward.
Yeah, but how could they do that?
Well...
According to the county council.
Exactly. Well, that county council has since resigned. In fact, 4 county councils have since resigned. Kathy Allen has since resigned. So we've had some resignations, not probably just from this, but from other things as well. And it's pretty shocking and bold, because at some point it's going to be known, right? At some point, what were they thinking?
Where did the $1.5 million go?
So apparently it came to the county, and they were just sitting on that money. But it had strings attached, very similar to the way that it came to us originally before the counterproposal was made. I think what they were doing is they were counting on the successful recall of Kevin Cry. A new board member would be put in place by the governor, and then they could quickly just accept whatever conditions they wanted. I think that was possibly their thinking. And so we ended up accepting the $1.5 million. We did purchase some heart equipment for $960,000, and so that money went to pay for the new heart equipment that we have. But clearly, this was, startling and upsetting to see.
So it was used the way you wanted it.
Well, not really. No, I mean the counterproposal.
Well, you wanted the building.
We wanted, yeah. And so the board was very clear. The counterproposal was very clear that it was to be used for the purchase of a building only, and that ultimately is not what happened. It went for purchasing equipment, just like Zuckerberg wanted, even when they did not have the authority to do so. Now, many of those people have since resigned.
Yeah. I mean, that's, but we would have had to buy those machines anyway.
No, the state would have reimbursed us because those were state mandated. And so the state, California, would have reimbursed us because that was a state mandated program. They forced us to buy electronic machines. We didn't want electronic machines. The passage of AB 969, was pretty shocking, and how quickly they moved on that. And that's very unfortunate. So those were some
not,
of the things.
I'm not shocked about how fast they move on things at all, because it's not only that, it was notifying children or notifying parents. They passed that law, and they just passed like two other laws that just, I mean, they do it overnight somehow, and then they get signed.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's not shocking. It used to be shocking.
Well, and I mean, to me, if they wanted to pass AB 969 to say you must use electronic equipment, my response was, that's fine. We'll hand count first, and then we'll run them through the machine. It'll be a great way to double check it. And they said, absolutely not. You will not hand count, which then showed me that they are relying on these three proprietary software systems, and they don't want any other method of counting ballots. And for a small county like Shasta County, counting ballots is a fairly easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have that choice, and that's been taken away from us, at least for the moment. I don't know of any court cases coming forward, but that is a possibility.
Yeah, I kind of think that one's, I've seen some things being introduced that says we got to take a break, but being introduced to even from what I understand, Kamala Harris said voting on the day of elections using paper ballots, or words to that effect. I mean, I've seen this in writing, but then again, what do you trust anymore?
Right.
But saying
well, that is
that is the ideal way of doing it. Right. I don't know how long ago she said it. She'd been 10. But I just know is that we used to be able to do it. And the idea of showing ID, most of the people in the United States, the vast majority, say, yeah, you should show ID before you go in there. And now we're getting laws coming in here that people that are here illegally can vote in local elections, but there's a bill in New York that says any election.
Well, and I just had
the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I just had some reporters come this week, and I had an interview with them. They were from the Netherlands, and they do not use electronic machines, and they've gotten rid of them. And I asked them, why did you come again halfway around the world to Shasta County? And because I've had reporters come from England and the Netherlands and from Germany and just all throughout Europe, and it's because Shasta County was the only county that attempted to try to get rid of these machines, and apparently no one else has made that effort yet.
It'll happen.
So we'll
okay.
see.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that does just outstanding work. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Brings it into his shop so he controls the atmosphere, puts his special mixture on the chip or the crack, and let me tell you, it works. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He fixed about an 8-inch crack in my windshield like 16, 17 years ago after I moved here, and you still can't see it. We're talking like about an 8-inch crack down lower left. And this is the kind of work he does. Plus, he's just a good guy. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV or RV. I've seen him working on RVs down there, too. For a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Let me say it again. Locally owned, locally operated, better known business. All right, we'll be right back with Patrick Jones.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I won't blind.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It is 7:37 in the morning here on the 6th of September, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, 2023-2024, and there's a reason. They are the best in the North State. That was easy. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, we go there. That's the only place we go to shop jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're here with Patrick Jones, Shasta Board of Supervisors for the next few months.
District 4.
District 4. And, okay, you wanted to talk about, you want to talk about the city.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting times. I mean, I did serve on the Reading City Council for 8 years and was mayor in 2010. We tried to extend the lease for the rodeo even then, and I couldn't do it. So we had a very similar problem.
Okay, so this was years ago.
Yes.
And so what was the, what was, Who was on the board then?
Well, unfortunately, we had people like Francie Sullivan. We had Rick Pizzetti. We had, you know, Dick Dickerson. Just I served with him, and Missy MacArthur. And so we just we had at least three people that would not do a lease extension. And there were some. Definite work to try to relocate them. In fact, McConnell Foundation was involved in 2004. That abruptly came to an end, and then they didn't talk about it much anymore. And so there was some effort to try to put them at a different location, but the cost of doing that, even in those years, was difficult. And then, of course, by 2007, we were in a global recession, so
yeah.
Trying to do anything was impossible.
You know where we really missed? I say we. I wasn't here then. We were ready in Shasta County. Missed the boat, was on an equestrian center.
Well, that was the issue in 2004. Kind of,
yeah,
the economy was good, and it was. And they had just – I wasn't on council yet. That came 2 years later. I ran in 2004 and did not win. And they had closed session meetings on it, and all of a sudden it was done over. They wouldn't talk about it. But it was due to costs and who and how it was going to be shared.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I've talked to people on both sides. You know, frankly – being an equestrian guy, that, and I've been doing it for a long period of time in different places in the United States, and it is just a money maker. I mean, it's like printing money if you do it right.
Well, they all knew that it was going to be a good thing, and the problem was when the city was dealing with McConnell, it was who was going to make the lion's share of the money. And
well,
that's
but if you talk to McConnell, is which I did, I talked to everybody, it was that if this is going to be a loan. And they didn't want to take out a loan for that much money because of the payback. But I understand McConnell's guaranteed that loan. So that if anything happened, McConnell's paying that loan off. But what you're saying is it's – well, then McConnell, though, would make a lot of money.
Yeah, and it was – you know, and again, I wasn't in those negotiations. It was a couple years before I got there. And by the time I got on city council, the economy, you know,
yeah.
starting in 2007, yeah. started to drop. And so it was –
just as I moved here, got back from Iraq. Thanks a lot, America. America.
And, you know, and the city was in turmoil. But what we see today on the Reading City Council is obviously we see at least three, maybe four members of the city council not wanting to extend the lease when clearly the majority of the public wants a 25-year extension or longer.
Or longer.
And they could do a 50-year. Turtle Bay, when I was on council, they had their lease extended considerably like that. So this is something that the community wants. The rodeo, I think, is probably more popular today than it ever has been.
Well, we've had we've set record numbers the last 2 years, and I think it's that people have had it. They've had it with being locked up, being told what to do, and I think rodeo represents freedom, but it also represents our history here. And I'm not a spokesman, and I say that right away. I'm not a spokesman for the Reading Rodeo Association. I'm just a member, and I observed them for like 13 years before I joined. And I just, it just seemed like everything they did was for our community. And once I got into it, it's, well, that's what I've learned. I mean, how hard they work down there. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm out there pulling weeds, power washing. And anybody that knows me knows I hate power washing, but I am out power washing. And it's a group of guys, and women, because they're auxiliary. And all this stuff, and they want to provide something for our community. And I think the whole thing with this, and I'm going to ask, and Joshua Johnson's going to come on at 8 o'clock. And, you know what, and I applaud him because we were talking the other day, he said, I'll come on in. Okay, Joshua, I got some questions. I agree with you. Community wants this.
Right. And I would have a little different take on it. I was at the city council meeting this week.
Okay.
I did watch Joshua, Tanessa, Jack, and Julie basically kick this can down the road till after the election. It was pretty clear. You do not need another ad hoc committee to extend this lease.
Well, that's where ideas go to die.
And they're trying to be misleading about the Surplus Land Act because this land is not surplus. And so they're trying to say that to extend the lease, that the Surplus Land Act would come into play. And the Surplus Land Act started in '68. It was amended at least two times, but it does not affect this property, it is not surplus property. They just simply want an extension on their lease, and so they're clouding the issue by trying to use that. Some of the problems with the people that I see on council is that they have not lived here very long. And so I don't think they recognize the value because they haven't lived here. I've lived here my entire life. I've gone to the rodeo probably every other year. I was at Sac State when Lane Frost, rode Red Rock. I missed it that year. That was disappointing. Probably the 1 year, but I was in Sacramento going to college and they said we've had some really historic things with the rodeo and a lot of other events there. I remember when Sheriff Richard Mack came, he was there. Just a lot of other events. Powwows are there.
And that's one of the biggest things. Well, you only use it once a year. But there's reasons because of that. That facility, if it's upgraded, in the parking situation that Advanced Reading controls, if that could be worked out, there could be an event there every month, equestrian events, concerts. In fact, instead of putting it on the grass over there in front of the Civic and blocking off traffic and everything, is just put it right down in the rodeo arena.
Right. When you have motivated people and you have a facility like that, you can do a lot of good things outside of the rodeo even.
Types of things.
And again, because council members, and I'll talk specifically about Joshua Johnson. He's only lived here 10 years. That makes it very difficult to represent a city when you have very little time here. I consider myself kind of a new guy here, and I've been here over 50 years. I really am upset that we put people on council that doesn't have the feel for the city. And to me, that's very important. And so it is reflected in the votes that you see. And Tanessa is the same way. She hasn't lived here and knows the area in depth. And to me, it's just really disappointing. But you know what?
Saying just because you haven't lived here a long time doesn't mean you don't have a voice.
Well, everybody
because
has a voice.
Then that means I've lived here 17 years. So do I get a voice?
Well. But if you come, we all come from, we came from Long Beach in 1968.
Yeah. Right?
So everybody comes here. But I wasn't here 10 years and then wanted to get a seat on city council, right? And stick around, learn, be here for a while, be here for a couple decades, and then get into local government. But when you're here for 5 or 6 years, you can't represent your city or your county very well. And it's showing in the votes. It's showing in the past land deals. It shows with the lack of respect with Wind River. We're seeing some bad decisions out of city council because of the people that are on it. That's a fact.
Okay. We have to take a break. We're with Patrick Jones, Shasta Board of Supervisors. He and I are disagreeing on this. I think that if somebody has a true love for this community, if you tell me a year or two or three, I'd say they really don't know how it works. But you get, I don't know, which, what is it, 10 years? If you've been here 10 years? 5? 8? I've been here for 17 years, been on the station for 14, going on 15. I kind of feel like I'm pretty plugged in to everything that's happening around here. If I chose to run, which I would never do, by the way, for a variety of reasons, I think it's how you grasp the issues. Now, I also believe you need to have a history and understand how this thing goes back. And I'm not talking rodeo. I'm talking about things just like the equestrian facility, 2004. There was a lot of stuff going on and other things like that. Stillwater. So, you have a history. And you're here.
I voted no 18 times on Stillwater, just for your knowledge.
We'll be right back.
Falling on part right in front of you, can't you see? I lose control. Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're calling about 7:52 in the morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room's open, and we have some people making comments. I've been told I'm accepting money from the Russians. I wish you could tell me where that comes from. And I mean, Russian money? Christina's,
Do they have money?
Do they even have money? I don't know, but I can just say that as far as I know, we are not accepting money from Russians. As far as I know. I mean, there could be a...
I hope so.
I mean, geez. I mean, first of all, Christina would shoot me.
Carl, when I walked in, I saw a big sack of money. I didn't know what that was about.
Well, you know what? That is strange because once a week on Fridays, we get a paper sack full of $100 bills. Hmm. And we're just trying to figure out what to do with them. Okay, I'm here with Patrick Jones, Board of Supervisors. Paul Hellman, I wanted to bring this up because everybody goes, it's another one that the board chased away.
And there may be guys and girls you've chased away, but Paul Hellman was pretty clear. And he's done this job for, what, 5 years? He was over at Redding City before that. And he says, I don't stay in jobs that long. So he was offered another job that, one, paid him more.
Right.
And he's getting ready to retire here in a few years. But he made it real clear that, to me, at least, that it had nothing to do with anything that was going on over there. It was just time for him to go.
Well, we've seen things like this before, like when our chief fire, Brett Gavea, left for Sacramento to finish out his career 2 years at a higher at higher pay. So that is kind of a common practice. But with regards to resource management, it's now an opportunity for us, since we have a vacancy there, to start looking for a permanent replacement resource manager. And for me, that's a very important position from what I've seen in the past. I'm going to bring up the Anselmo incident.
Oh, my God.
And what all happened at that time. And we lived through that and watched that firsthand, how you don't treat people. Or how you should treat people, and Selma wasn't the only one, and so to me, changing the culture is a good thing. And I said this at our last board meeting that change is happening at Shasta County, and it's good. And some people don't like change, but in this particular case, I think we're going to have a better department at the end. We want to help people, and the reason why is, one, not just because it's our jobs to help people, but when we help people and they become successful, so does the county, and everybody prospers. And that's, to me, moving people forward and resource management. I would like to see some improvement there, and we have that opportunity now.
Well, so is there anybody y'all are thinking of? Anybody? Well, you've got to put out applications, right?
Yeah, so RFPs are out, and we'll take our time on this one, and we'll look and we'll get the right fit. And the other thing that's not talked about a lot is that we're attracting very good people. And people are coming to Shasta County. They know about Shasta County from all over the country, and we are attracting good people. Our CEO is a great example that came from Illinois. He was in a conservative county in a very liberal state, but a conservative county very much like Shasta County. And we attracted him. He came here and wanted to live in Shasta County. And those are an excellent CEO. The guy is sharp. He's smart. He's going to be with us for a long time. I expect some great things out of our new CEO, Dave Rickard, and so we can attract, and we are attracting. We have a great health officer. What an opportunity to have Dr. Mew as our health officer. That is tremendous.
My thing with Dr. Mew is give him a chance.
Yeah.
Give him a chance. And, you know, everybody's, oh, he doesn't have this. And give him a chance.
Well, I tell you what he does have. He has 30 years of history here in Shasta County, and as a physician, as a well-respected physician, and that will put Shasta County in very good shape for whatever happens in the future. He has a passion for Shasta County. He wants to be here. It's the exact type of people that I look for when we have a resignation or someone moves on or retirement. I want people that are passionate about Shasta County.
Well,
and
we've only got a couple minutes left. Yeah. Funding has dropped dramatically, and I'm hearing this from organizations that that were relying on tobacco money and gas tax money and all this, and it's dropped dramatically because of laws that the state of California has made. What's it look like for Shasta County? Are you maintaining? Is it going down?
Yeah, so we've been experiencing still about a 3% growth per year. So we've been in pretty good shape. We've been able to give raises for all county employees. We've been doing
and the board of supervisors.
And the board. And finally got the board to where they need to be. They hadn't had a raise in 22 years.
Is that a full-time job, the board of supervisors?
It's more than full-time. I mean, it's day and night. I mean, there's never.
So this should be a full-time job. They should be going in there at 8 in the morning, leaving at 5 in the afternoon.
It's not that type of job. The work isn't in your office. It's out in the community. It's in your district, and you need to get out into your district. And
I'm just talking about hours. So, if for that much money, which is more than just everybody makes, or most everybody makes in Shasta County, that should be a full-time job.
Well, I would say that most of the supervisors put in 50 hours a week.
Okay. So, well, that's a full-time job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and whether you're in the office or, like you said, you're out because you're traveling to every place.
I mean, we use our laptops. I don't really use my computer in my office. We have a laptop. Wherever we go, we stay connected. Issues, fires, broken water lines, I mean, you name it. We have all kinds of different committees that we sit on. And, you know, our job is to fix problems wherever we can. And so, yeah, it is definitely a full-time job. And, you know, and when you're when you've done a full, you know, 4 years, you know you've done 4 years. And I look at the work we've done just in the last 2 years, and I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish.
Okay. We got to run, Patrick. Now, there's going to be a couple of big announcements made here in the next few days, and,
yes,
which you can't do because they haven't been made official. And
right.
One of them, I believe, Chairman Cry is going to make.
Yeah, soon. Yeah. And so, you know, Chair Cry has done a great job this year, and he's got, and I think it's appropriate for him to make some of these decisions. He is to get this information out.
And when
out.
Do you think those will be made?
I think they'll be made as early as Sunday, maybe Tuesday.
Okay. Patrick Jones, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Joshua Johnson, Reading City Councilman, and we're going to talk rodeo, at least for part of it. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.com.
Amrit Shnamasan. Colt Gray, the 14-year-old suspect in this week's deadly Georgia school shooting, and his father, who's also charged in the case, will both remain in custody. At back-to-back court hearings this morning, their attorneys declined to seek bail. The accused teen gunman is charged with 4 counts of murder. The presiding judge details the charges against the father, 54-year-old Colin Gray.
Currently charged with 2 counts of felony murder in the second degree. You're charged with 4 counts of felony involuntary manslaughter. You're charged with 8 counts of felony cruelty to children in the second degree.
4 people killed in the shooting at a high school in Winder, Georgia. America's employers expanded their payrolls by 142,000 jobs last month.
Although 142,000 looks like decent job growth, we got to remember that the last 2 months were revised down, and this has become a disturbingly consistent pattern.
Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni, the government's August jobs report expected to figure prominently in the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. If you want to supercharge the economy, tax cuts are the way to go, so says former President Trump, outlining a multifaceted plan for boosting the economy should he win the White House.
The fifth pillar of my plan is to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. They are massive tax cuts, biggest ever, permanent. And to cut taxes even more.
Mr. Trump addressing the Economic Club of New York. Hunter Biden due for sentencing in December after entering a surprise guilty plea on federal tax evasion charges, accused of trying to avoid paying roughly $1.5 million in taxes. On Wall Street, the Dow down 123. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Following a large-scale military operation, Israeli forces may have pulled back from at least some of their positions in the West Bank.
Israeli forces appear to have withdrawn from the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Israel's more than week-long military operation has left dozens dead and a trail of destruction. Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the camp for a checkpoint set up on one of the main roads. An AP reporter inside the camp saw no evidence of any remaining troops there as dawn broke early Friday morning. Israel's military had no immediate comment, but said there'd be a statement later in the day. It's not clear whether the apparent withdrawal is only temporary to regroup forces. I'm Charles Tillodesk.
Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting top military leaders of more than 50 partner nations in Germany, pressing for more weapon support. Meanwhile, the United States announcing it would provide an additional $250 million in security assistance to Kiev. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's another reason to make sure you take good care of your eyes.
A new study from Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health concludes nearly one in five dementia cases could be associated with some form of vision impairment. The most well-known form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, but the CDC notes dementia refers to a wide range of impairments to one's ability to recall, think, or make decisions. The new study offers hope that better eye health could be one way to lower the diagnosis rate. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal investigators have seized phones from New York City's police commissioner and at least four top deputies to Mayor Eric Adams. That's according to sources close to the case. They spoke with the AP. The searches add to a flurry of investigative activity surrounding Adams' administration, his campaign, and the first-term Democrat himself. He was previously subpoenaed, and his electronic devices were seized. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, here... Where's Linda? Linda is moving a bunch of china and crystal and everything. She is, we offered up a night with Gershwin. We, meaning Linda, offered up a night with Gershwin and an Italian dinner for, I think, 10 people. And it's happening tomorrow night. So she's moving all this china and glassware and crystal and silverware or flatware over to the house it's going to. So they're setting up this morning for tomorrow night's extravaganza dinner, of which I am the bartender. So I got offered two, and I didn't even know. It was like being in the draft raffle back in the 60s where you were first prize and you didn't even know it. So that's where she is. But 8:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did I say this thing was for Turtle Bay? Yes, that we're doing. Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning. National Chianti Day. National...
Lazy Day.
Lazy Moms Day.
It counts for dogs' moms as well.
Okay, that's good. Because he's in here just chewing away. Food Bank Day.
That's a good day, and it's actually like only America. I never saw. Oh no, I saw it in Europe.
What?
I mean, the food banks. It's like super American.
Super American. We get a lot here.
I mean, like they organized the first food banks in the world in America.
Uh-huh.
If
Did
I'm
we?
Not mistaken. Oh. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let's look at the weather today. Going to be sunny and a hot, high around 102, which is a lot better than it's been the last few days. Tomorrow, we're getting out of the triple digits down to 96, and the low's around 67. Now, it's going to be like that, 96, 95. Tuesday, on Monday, 96. Tuesday, 92. Now, Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, with a high near 86, and Thursday. So maybe we've broken the triple digit curse.
Not through September, though.
Okay.
You know, September's not over, so.
No, you're right. And, you know, in fire season, the worst part of fire season is in October, from what I understand. Anyway, so it looks like, though, the weather is getting a lot better. And so let's just keep our fingers crossed. Now, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, three generations into this business. And they treat their customers like friends. I can't say enough about the Kenny family, locally owned, locally operated, turned down
many offers from big corporations so they can continue giving the great service they do to our community. It's a veteran-owned business. They've won awards for hiring veterans and for small businesses. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. There you go. Hey, Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council, is with us now. And I want to say this, as we were talking Reading Rodeo the other day, and I got a text, a series of texts from Joshua that says, you know, I want to come on and talk about this. And I thought that was a pretty stand-up thing. Because a lot of times our city council will make decisions, and that's the last thing you hear until you end up in court or some other thing. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought in...
Brought in my daughter.
Your Casey. Bodyguard.
Yep. Casey. Yep.
Casey.
She is 15, almost 16 years old, and she's off school today. She goes to Shasta Charter Academy and doesn't have any classes, and so I woke her up, and she's here at a radio show.
Took her in.
I mean, it was her decision.
Of course.
I think she wanted a kombucha, which we grabbed, and I got
a kombucha.
Coffee.
Can you really drink those? Are they good for you? I tried them. I've tried kombucha before. Yes, I thought I'd been attacked by the Russians.
Feels like.
Yeah, it feels like. Okay, let's just hop into it.
Let's do it.
The Reading Rodeo, for years, and according to Patrick Jones, who was just here, and said they tried to get a longer lease back when he was on the city council years ago, and it never flew. The Reading Rodeo Association has made it pretty clear that they need a much longer lease if we're going to, and for everybody, I am a member of the association, but I am not a spokesperson, okay? I am not on the board. I pick weeds and power wash and sometimes run out and get flank straps during rodeo. I haven't seen a rodeo in 4 years, let me just put it that way, because we're working. But that they need a long lease, and I think they asked for 25 years this time.
Yeah, with some 10-year options.
10-year options after that, and for the ability to obtain the funding from grants and other ways to be able to make needed changes in the infrastructure at the grounds.
That's right.
And the Reading City Council has refused on a 3-2 vote several times to even look at that because of the riverfront specific plan. What changed last Tuesday?
Well, I think the timing changed. I think there's two things, Carl, that really has changed. It's not me. I think that there is a timing element here. The riverfront specific plan is further along in its process. Also, I think that previously had the council had the idea to do a committee to work out all the details of a long-term lease that was contingent on the specific plan being further along down the road, I think that they could have been already way down the road with these conversations. I think that this is a really good policy moving forward for any long-term leases that we do on city grounds, whether it's the Civic, the Big League Dreams, rodeo grounds, and anything in the future. If we do these type of land leases, we should go through a thorough process, make sure that we don't have to have, three-year extensions, and then 7 months later we're disappointed with where that extension landed. Let's do it right. Let's do it well the first time. And I think that's what I'm hoping for out of this. And I will say, we've already gotten off to a great start. We're not letting this, just going to go on. We've already had some conversations. I feel like it's, moving in a great direction. I don't think that it's going to take very long to get the critical points of this lease.
What's the most critical point?
Well, the most critical point to that both sides have different critical points. The most critical point to the association is the term.
The length of the extension or the new lease.
And also parking, which that's going to be a little bit of a longer discussion with other partners at the table.
Advance Reading.
Correct. And
because they do control the parking.
Correct. And so that everybody has to be at the table for that conversation.
I understand that.
So, but the term, I think we can iron that out quickly. I think the other details that the city cares about is HCD. You know, from a liability standpoint, we need housing and community development to get behind us. We just need them to rule on it. We can opine.
HCD.
Yep. That's Gavin Newsom's, you know, agency that oversees public lands.
Okay. Well, are you talking about the Surplus Land Act?
Correct.
Well, now I've heard two different things on this. Is one, it doesn't, don't worry, you can't hear it. What we're all doing is listening to Buford just chew the hell out of something in here. Luckily, it's something he wants, you know, that's good for him and not the chairs. Is that I've heard it both ways. Surplus Land Act doesn't really apply to an existing structure that's not changing. It's not changing anything, much like the Civic, which was in place, but I guess came under a different aspect of the Surplus Land Act. There had been a change since then. And then other people say, no, if you let them do that, then you've got to open up the whole place for accessory dwellings and low income.
No, let me explain a little bit about what
you're going to explain it as soon as we come back from this break.
That's great.
How's that? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. They've got four branches. They've been around about, 17, 18 years now. They have first branch down in Red Bluff. They have two branches here in Redding. Local board of directors, Matt Mosley is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank, part of the Mosley family, I think everybody knows. And they provide great service. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Joshua Johnson, Redding City Councilman.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be a smokin' as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCMR. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They are on the cutting edge of technology. They have the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means it's a lot less intrusive, it's faster recovery times, and less pain. Okay, plus the TAVR valve replacement. They can come in and go replace a valve in your heart without opening your chest. And I have my next door neighbor who's listening. And I might have exaggerated a little bit saying he was out, he did it on Thursday, on Saturday. He was running, a marathon. Okay, I exaggerated a little bit. However, those are just some of the things they do at Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Health of our community. Healing starts here. We're here with Joshua Johnson, Reading City Councilman. And we're talking rodeo, but we're going to be talking about other things. When you brought this up, you were talking about something. You were going to clear that up after the break.
Yeah. Oh, so the Surplus Land Act, we were just getting into. There's a lot of weeds with it, but really, we can opine on how they're going to rule. They just came out with kind of finalized guidelines. It seems like they're finalized guidelines on how they're going to rule on a public property that has leases, public properties that go up, that have major development or construction. They define all these things
That have been declared surplus.
Correct.
No,
trigger surplus,
okay,
too.
It's, right.
That's the important thing is, in this case, is what actually is going to trigger surplus. And seeing how HCD has acted against other cities and other projects throughout the state, it causes some caution and concern to go haphazardly into different agreements without getting their ruling first. So what I think we can do is, while we're working out the deal points of this lease, we can actually ask them for a ruling. What we need to decide, though, is, are we going to ask for a ruling on what we have on the horizon the next 3 years or 5 years, or are we going to throw the kitchen sink at it to get them to rule on what we think the future actually holds over the next 20 years for the rodeo? And I think that's something to discuss, because I've heard vision from the rodeo that they showed city council their roadmap. And on Tuesday, they showed a timeline of where they want to go and what they hope to do over the next 10, 20 years, 25 years. And one of them is they would like to have a bigger facility, arena, where they can host more events and things like that. Well, should we get HCD to go ahead and point to that and give us a ruling on that, or do we go with the short term? There might be a good strategy to go with just the short term, because we don't know when this will ever be.
And what's the short term?
Well, the short term is just talking about just basic lease, basic remodel of current facilities. Those are
fixtures.
I
think that was the plan over the next 10, 12 years. I mean, to do that, because we've already spent a lot of money on ADA and we need to spend more.
Right. Correct.
But we can't do that until we get a longer lease. Now, a committee, as I've seen before in my history here, is where a good idea goes to die. They've done it before at least twice on the Reading City Council, including for the Electric Commission or REU Electric Committee, who met for almost a year, and then they were disbanded before they could give their report. A committee with your reporting date of July of 25 takes you way past where the election is.
Well, I think that the July date was not something that I came up with. I think that staff wanted to give enough time, but that was put in there into the staff report without – that wasn't part of my motion to include that date. But so I think we can get a lot of this done in the next 90 days.
Can you make the decision about the length of the lease in the next 30 days?
I believe we can.
So you're saying within 30 days you can meet – and come out and say, we're going to give the rodeo
here's what I hope we extend the lease.
Yeah,
here's what I hope we do, is that we actually report fairly frequently on items that we've agreed to inside. So this committee can actually come and report to council on our findings, and we can actually agree to letter of intent terms, non-binding letter of intent terms that is still contingent on more conversations. But we can actually say, hey, we've agreed to these things, and ask council to also sign off on those or agree to those at the next meeting. So we can actually make item 12 suggestions of saying, hey, we came to agreement on term, and ask the council to just vote on that one item.
Okay.
So that's my goal, is to keep this thing moving.
And you also invited me and all the other media to come to these meetings so we could report on coming out, because you're not it's not under the Brown Act, but you're inviting people to this. So you're saying within the next 30 days there should be an agreement out of the committee that will give the answer to the extended lease.
I think we can get to the term and a number of other decisions. It looks like the rodeo is going to provide kind of a draft lease that will talk about payment, like what is the amount they would like to pay for their lease. There's going to be some other terms in there. I think we're going to be able to get to a lot of decisions fairly quickly of those high points. There's a lot of there's other decisions that might take more deeper conversations. We talked about parking, for instance, like the HCD ruling. Also, the things we need the EIR, the Environmental Impact Report, to point to. To also benefit the rodeo in that regard. So, yeah, we don't need this thing. The bulk of these terms, we don't need to take very long to get through. But let me go to your point, though. You said that this is where committees are, where things go to die, and I've heard other people talk about that. When it comes to lease negotiations, these ad hoc committees actually produce a yes vote from council historically, and most recently the Civic Auditorium is an example of that. And that is, just so everyone knows, whatever we do with the rodeo, the Civic Auditorium is going to ask for similar treatment. And so when we have the rodeo come to us for a lease extension, using the same model and process we use for the Civic allows for a kind of an equal treatment of how we go about these leases and negotiating them. And when that committee came out, those two council members that were on the committee came back. There's already two votes. You just needed one more vote to get that lease approved. It's a very, efficient and good process that allows for council to be on board from the beginning so that they're not surprised by any terms. And then all of a sudden you spend 6 months negotiating a lease. It comes to council, and a couple of council members misunderstand or don't understand some of the terms, and they vote no for no reason. And it doesn't need to happen that way. So we go through this committee. This actually has produced results in this regard, and I hope we do it with the Big League Dreams when we go with a long-term plan.
We're going to get to Big League Dreams here in a few minutes. Do you want to keep the rodeo, Reading Rodeo?
Absolutely.
Do you want to keep it in the same spot?
If that's where they want to be, absolutely.
But is that where you want them to be?
That's not my decision. They want to be there, then I want them there.
So you're going to support this?
I'm absolutely supporting this.
You'll support a long-term lease?
Absolutely.
How about Tanessa?
You have to ask her.
Well, she's going to be on next week.
Great.
But that's the only question I'm going to ask her about Redding, because she is running for assembly.
I will say about Tanessa is that this was something I decided I can talk to one other council member about any one thing, and I called her, and this was something she was very much in favor of doing the committee. So the reason why I did the committee and instead of just voting on the lease, I knew that the committee would be the process, I think, that we had that best chance of getting something agreed to by the council. So we go through this process. It's very similar to what we did with the Civic. I believe we have the best opportunity to have the outcome that the rodeo wants.
Okay, and you said within the next 30 days we should hear on the lease. The length of the lease.
The length of the term, I think that's the first point we're going to discuss.
And who's on this committee besides you and... Why wasn't Mazzano appointed?
To the committee?
I mean, yeah, he wanted to be on the committee, and he's been around a long time.
Well, I mean, I did make the motion to include him because it's...
I saw that.
Yeah. But I'll talk about that. There's a couple of... The reason why I made the motion to include Councilmember Mazzano is because, you know, he has some relationships with the association and association members, and I think he's been in support of the rodeo. I don't think that he's always had the right strategy to move this forward, but I do think he's very much in support of the rodeo, so I think having him would have been fine. I think the strategy to have the mayor a part of the process is that there's a lot of influence as a mayor could be a part of it, and if she is on board with all the terms from the beginning, that can have a really good outcome for at the end of the day, and could produce a 5-0 vote in favor of the rodeo. And I think that's the best chance that we have. So I think either way, we have a good chance at getting the rodeo what they really hope to achieve.
Final question. And so you don't see this as just a way of kicking the can down the road past the election, which is what some people have said, that they just don't want to make a decision before the upcoming election.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, one, this wasn't my idea to bring up. I actually hoped that this was already these deal points would have already been negotiated before I got in. But here we are, and you know these things take a long time. The last committee that you know produced I don't know how long the Civic Auditorium one lasted, but they take a few months, and we have to get the HCD ruling. So there's a few things outside of our control, but I don't think it has to. The main deal points have to take very long.
This has come up several times in the past before you're on the council, and they refuse to do it, and they're the majority. 3-2 because they said surplus land act. So
well, there was a lot of uncertainty last spring or this spring before the new rules came out. So there was more uncertainty at that time, and we had just started the specific plan, the riverfront specific plan. So we gave an extension, which the rodeo board at that time agreed to, that would allow us time to get through this. Now we're midway through. We're, you know, next June, July, we'll probably be done with the riverfront specific plan and allows us to kind of get this thing started ahead of time. We don't need to wait till the specific plan is done. But I also told, you know, our development services director, Jeremy Pagan, that the benefit of, you know, it looks like the community and the rodeo want to be in those grounds for long term. The benefit of having this conversation now is that we can make sure the environmental impact report is pointing to their plans, so that it benefits them and the city in the long run. And that's what we need.
Okay. We're here with Joshua Johnson, Redding City Councilman, and Casey, his daughter, who's sitting here. Not bored, are you? Do you need another kombucha? We can run down the street and get you one. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. The important words in this are barbershop. Not hair salon. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's been around since 1960, if you can believe that. And it's been in the same place now since 1966. I think this is only the third set of owners for it. And it is a better-known business. Locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment to get your haircut, which is the way I do it. So it works on my schedule, by calling them at 530-244-9478. Never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. And what can I say? It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Joshua Johnson.
3, 2, 1. Oh, I know.
That's the big thing.
About your
and so and so and so and so.
fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Welcome back. I love that song too.
Okay.
Who's doing that? What's the group doing that?
I will try to spell it right, but Darius Rucker.
Who?
Darius. Darius, okay. Rucker.
All right.
Hey, Wheel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's going to be about 102 today, but my friends, it's starting to cool off. This is the last triple digit for, the next week, including a chance of rain next Wednesday. And it's going to be in the 80s at the end of next week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated. 530-365-3793. I'm here with Joshua Johnson, and we're talking the big Buford. You better be good.
He's over there.
He's getting
going,
excited. He's getting real excited.
He goes, if you pet me, I will go home with you.
You're nibbling.
Buford?
Oh, that's so funny.
You know you don't do that.
It was my fault. I reached down and pet him.
Petting him should be okay. It's if you smack him once, then, you know, all bets are off. And he goes, Christina, please come in here. Grab him. Throw him back in my office. It's time for a timeout, Buford. Okay. Sorry about that. God. Usually he just lays here and just sleeps. Okay. Now he's rolling over. Okay. Yeah. Just take him outside. Close the door. I'm sorry, everybody. You know, Buford the office dog is a dog. He's only two.
Oh, only two.
Okay. Only two. Got him from, he came in here one Friday. We have Haven Humane every Friday.
Oh, cool.
Came in here one day. Never went home.
All right.
Yeah. Linda went. I said, you're kidding. This is, you wanted a small white hypoallergenic dog, and this one's 56 pounds.
And sheds like crazy.
Oh, no. We bought the shark. We bought the, you know, it goes around the house. We bought the Furminator that Tyler Whitlow told us about, which works pretty good. But no, it was just, he can walk at the early part of the summer, and you can watch hair just. Anyway, enough of that. I'm here with, Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council. We've been talking rodeo, and he has said he wants the rodeo to stay where it's at. If that's where the rodeo wants to stay, he is in favor of the 25-year lease and 10 and 10 after that. And you've made it pretty clear in that you think that this agreement on the lease can be done in the next 30 days. Did I capture all that?
On
the length of the lease.
I think the length is the first conversation. I think that can be done in the next 30 days. I think this does not have to take very long to get the main framework. There is a lot of other conversations to be had. For instance, you know, one of the things that we really want to discuss from the city side is what if we can go after something together that could benefit the rodeo and the city infrastructure, things like that.
Absolutely.
We want to write that in this time
so
that we already know what that partnership looks like into the future, because the city council will change over, their board will change over at some point, and we want to make sure we have a really good runway for that partnership.
Give me an example of that.
Well, you know, the state of California dumps dollars into various programs every year. It changes for infrastructure, and one day they could put money into parks that property could qualify for dollars for infrastructure and improvements that could help and benefit the rodeo, or the civic, or both. And we want to make sure that, you know, we are leaving ourselves the option to do that together, to form a partnership that would make sure that there was a win-win solution.
Enhance both.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, because they're redoing the boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only problem with that, they got the grant. It has to be so many square feet. Well, part of that comes right through our warm-up arena outside.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be asphalted. And that could be a problem, because rodeo contestants will not offload their horses on anything but dirt. You've got a $200,000 horse. They don't want them stepping out on asphalt.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, anyway, okay. Well, I think we've beaten this one pretty good. let's go to the riverfront specific plan.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, you know, I fill out my thoughts on it.
Yeah,
comes
good.
To me. I mean, a lot of people. I mean,
I
hope everybody does, and I put it out on Facebook saying, hey, "You got to guys, if you've got any thoughts about what you want to see." Now, it's got it's got some really grandiose plans for this. How do we pay for that? I mean,
plans. It's more zoning document.
It's not a plan, and that was pointed out to me. Thank you, Randall. It is a document.
Right.
But say, okay, we're going to do A, B, C, not D, F, not L, all of these. What happens after that?
Well, so once everyone says, oh, these are, you know, we kind of collect everything and understand what amenities people want to experience or they think can be experienced down on the river. And we're talking about the private property, too. We're not just talking about the northern riverfront, which is...
You're talking about Kutcher's property.
Yeah, Kutcher's. So that's all private property. What are all the things that people would want to experience around there? We just need to make sure the zoning document allows for where the majority of the community wants to see it go. So that's just a zoning kind of thing. It doesn't mean that those things will ever happen.
Right, right.
Or it will ever be financially feasible.
Well, that's my thought on this. we can all agree on something, but it's going to cost $200 million.
Correct.
Where the hell does that, excuse me, yeah. where the heck does that money come from?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that and that's going to be up to the private enterprise because that's all private property.
Well, no, that's private property. I'm talking about the city property.
Yeah, the city property, so any of those things, yeah, that's going to be a decision for future councils and because, you know, the dollars aren't there right now. There's nothing that's going to be changed there right now. So that's what we know.
So we're looking at a plan that may never, I mean, a program or a, what'd we say? It's not a plan.
It's a planning document.
A planning document. Mm-hmm. That even if it's accepted.
But let me say, okay. though, the Northern Riverfront is still, that property is still going to remain a park, a public park.
Right.
So
it's never going to be sold, at least right now.
It is not for sale right now. No.
Because that was one of the things that kicked this whole thing off was an unsolicited offer to buy this.
Yeah, let's start. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. So in 2022, there was an unsolicited offer. And I was just a citizen just like everybody else. I wasn't, you know, in office. And at the time, I was paying attention, though, and I was very interested in what was going to happen. And I got up and spoke in support of declaring the land surplus at that time. And the reason for that is because I had heard that the group that was looking to purchase the property was going to include the rodeo, but in a bigger way, with an arena.
That's what I had heard, that they were talking about. Oh, we're going to have this thing. It's going to be like an indoor arena. It's going to have all these breakout rooms.
Or indoor-outdoor. It's going to be, you know, both, yeah.
And frankly, when I saw this, the idea of having a much larger civic, and not counting the rodeo, but a much larger civic that would allow us to bring in big conventions, you know, because there's conventions that won't go there because they bring in 4,000 or 5,000 people, and we're just not big enough for that and to enhance what we have. I thought that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me, I got up in support of a process. I don't think that you'll ever see, it's a public park. We don't have to sell to a developer that puts housing there. On that part of the river. Housing on the private property part of the river, that's probably going to happen at some point down the road.
I think he's thought about that.
Yeah, but I think up in the Northern Riverfront, that's a public park. The plans that were really preliminary at the time looked like it included the rodeo. So when I went up there to support it, I thought I was also supporting the rodeo and something greater for our community up there. I think it's a good thing that we paused and took a step back to allow the community to get involved in this process. But I think either way, the rodeo would have been, it seemed like, and I had conversations with those behind the scenes that were trying to purchase the property. They told me that they always imagined the rodeo as a part of it.
And I also had those conversations with those, and that's what they said. But already the people's taste buds have been soured.
Right. Well, so here we are. So here we are now. Yeah. It's a public. It's city property, and we want to make sure the rodeo is going to be there a long time. We also don't want to, block our ability as a partnership to go after dollars that may come down the red line in 3, 5, 10 years.
I'm here with Joshua Johnson, Reading City Councilman. We've been talking about Reading Rodeo and the Riverfront Specific Plan. When we come back, let's talk big league dreams. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Christina's in there dancing. Turn on my mic. She's shaking her head no, I want to listen. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday. My goodness. Hey, next Monday we're going to have Shasta College in. We got a whole bunch of neat things happening next week. Tanessa Odette's coming in. And also we're bringing in Camille Wittstrom. And who, and you're going, well, who's that? Her niece was on the Olympic volleyball team this year that won the silver medal. And she was given a ticket, one of four tickets, for the family. And Camille went to the Olympics. And I want to talk to her about her experiences at the Olympics. And because she got to go, you know, some of the best, you know, where regular, tourists don't get to go. So, plus, you know, all the things that were happening there at the Olympics. So she's going to be on next week too.
It was so fun watching her daughter, or her,
niece. Yeah.
And, you know, also I'll say about Camille is that, you know, the joke is that she runs the third floor at the city. So
she does. She's Tippin's,
personal assistant there, or the one that the gatekeeper and all that?
Yeah. Every, you know, a lot of scheduling, a lot of communication, a lot of things go through her. She's fantastic at her job.
So she'll be on next week. But we have Joshua Johnson on today, Reading City Councilman, and we have put to. I've asked every question I can think of about this, about that. The next 30 days, we can get an agreement on an extended lease. He's for the extended lease. He wants to see the rodeo stay, and he thinks that's going to happen. But then the rest of the paperwork, all the other things, parking, all the other stuff that goes with it, will also be in there. But next 30 days, there should be something that could be signed off saying that the rodeo can stay. And you're all for that.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk. Let's talk Big League Dreams.
I just want to say one thing. I'm one of five votes.
That's
but
true.
I think that the process we're going through gives
us the
best chance.
Who's the other three, by the way? To you, Tennyson, who's the other three?
For what?
Committee?
Just a committee is just formed by two council members. So the committee is technically just me and Tennyson Audette. The others that we speak to, which would obviously be the rodeo, and then for parking, it would be the rodeo and events Reading.
Mm-hmm.
It would be our city attorney that would be involved and our city manager. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of conversations with various parties, but the committee's technically, and this was something that was educated me, when you create an ad hoc committee, it's actually the committee is two people, and that's two council members.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a group of 100.
Right.
Okay, let's talk Big League Dreams. One of my friends plays roller hockey there. In fact, two of my friends do. They're out there 3 days a week beating each other up. And I didn't realize how many people go to Big League Dreams.
Yeah.
And now it was shut down because of the bad lease. And the new guy signed, but the city went along with.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what's happening out there? I see the city's taking it over short term.
Yes. In the short term, so, you know, you guys might remember the meeting that we had where I had like 250 people there. It was a very big meeting. Believe it or not, bigger than the rodeo meeting. There was, you know, tons of standing room only kind of things, and we had a lot of public comment. That night, you know, it was suggested to start conversations with all the organizations that run programs out there, but specifically the California, soccer park group and their board. And I think that kind of started the ball rolling on what the long term could look like out there. But in the short term, it was decided that the city taking over, you know, from a maintenance and just general overseeing and opening the gates and providing kind of the insurance for the space was the best way to go. But we can slowly start to incorporate kind of co-op level of organizing with the soccer park as we kind of get our feet under us. What I just want to see us do is get to a place where it's open, where the softball tournaments can go again, where the roller rink or the field house is open. We do have to look at the economics of it all. You know, the rates might have to go up. We're going to get in there and find out what does it take to actually run this business so that when we go do the long-term, plan, we actually know what we're getting into. I think, you know, before there just was a lot of we don't know what we don't know 25 years ago, and then there wasn't a lot of accountability and follow-through. I think the company got in over their head. It was a bad business model.
Well, what about Parks and Rec? Weren't they supposed to be, and I'm not talking about the TV show. Aren't they supposed to be overseeing this?
Well, yeah, this was probably one of the biggest, endeavors that Parks had taken on since the Aquatic Center, and the Aquatic Center was fully controlled by the city. This was the first time we basically had very little control other than that we were the owner of the ground. And
we also had something to say about it. I mean, that they were doing what they were supposed to do.
Well, absolutely. And then auditing their books and things like that.
Did that ever happen?
I don't know how often it was actually audited. I think right now I've been just spending a lot of time on how do we build a long-term plan that actually makes sense. And I think the way that really is, you know, we'll see. There's going to be a report from Travis Menny, our community services director, who oversees parks and recreation, to kind of propose what does it look like for the city to fully run it like Medford does, or what does it take, or what might it look like for a third party to run it. But I think what's really going to likely be you know, the scenarios that the city's going to be more involved on the infrastructure improvements, the maintenance, and there's going to be a more hybrid approach to managing this, that programs and other ops could be done by a third party and concessions and things like that, but the city's got to be more involved. And I think that we've got to figure out how do we get funding for all the improvements out there. I don't think $7 million comes out of the sky. So we're going to have to look at a rollout plan and how we're going to do those improvements and where we're going to get those monies. But then the most important thing, let's say we do find $2, $5, $7 million. How do we put money aside so that we don't have this problem again? And I've got some ideas for that.
Ran out of time, and you're going to be back on again because as far as the election thing, you volunteered to come on and talk about the rodeo, and a lot of people really interested in rodeo, and you've answered a lot of the questions here. So thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. But I will let you do this. How do people get a hold of your re-election?
Yeah, you can
re-election.
Yeah. You can go to joshforredding.com, learn about, you know, where I stand. You can reach out to me. I'm happy to give my phone number out, my email, and hear from many of the voters.
Turn on Casey's mic. Hello, Casey.
Hi.
Okay, you're and you go to school at
Shasta Charter Academy.
Okay, and you're just in the general studies right now.
Yeah, just high school.
Do you know what you want to do?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Are you glad your dad got into politics, or is it impacted on you yet?
Not really. I know he loves it though.
Okay. So. Do you know people go through your garbage now? Okay, maybe they don't. Maybe they do. Anyway, Joshua, thanks a lot for being on today and kind of clearing up some of these things. We'll see what happens. You've made some pronouncements, and Tanessa's going to be on next week talking about her run for the assembly, but I'll probably bring this up maybe right at the beginning. Everybody have a great weekend, and God bless America.